have our children's moment.
For those of you that are not normally with us, we have a children's moment, and we started, I think maybe the first of the year, something called Stump the Pastor, and there's been some interesting things I found in the box. It sounds like there's some interesting things in it today because it's rather heavy, and I probably will not be able to. Oh, yes, I can. It's heavy, but there's just one item. I see that. What's the first thing you think of when you look at that?
Well, you can do it.
You can put your hand in it. Okay. What about you, Levi? What do you see? Huh? Okay. What about you guys? What do you see? If
you can make your hand.
Leave your hand there. Well, my hand's too big for that. So what that says to me, it kind of looks like a star, doesn't it? Oh yeah, you got that thing all figured out. Do you know why God made it dark? Okay. You know why God made it dark? Why he made nighttime? Why?
So we can sleep.
So we can sleep. It's exactly what I was thinking. Most of us, if you're like Cindy would like for it to be dark 24 hours a day because she likes to sleep. Brenda would like that. And someone, I once heard someone say that that's why God made it dark, so we would know when to sleep. But he also put the stars in the sky as part of his creation. And if you were to look And if you look in the story of creation, every time he did something, every time he put the stars up there, he said, it was good.
And God made days that are fun for human life.
Mm-hmm. And when he made man, he said it was good. But you know what he said on the seventh day when he rested? He blessed the seventh day. He didn't say it was good. He blessed it. So that's why it's important that we get rest. That's why it's important that we take time to spend with God. Sometimes it's 5 minutes a day. Sometimes it can be more. But he made the stars so that we could see them in the dark. And he made the dark so we would know when to sleep. And he...
And some toys are shaped like stars, just like God made twinkling stars in the sky.
He did. He made twinkling stars. And he made the Sabbath to say, rest. That's biblical. I have a hard time with the Sabbath. I'll be honest with you.
Stuff that come at night, like Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, only if you have a
child. Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for creation. We're thankful for the stars you put in the sky. We are thankful that you gave us day and night. We're thankful for that creation story. And so, Father, as we think about this star and we think about your handprint in the creation story, we are blessed to be part of it. Lord, help us find rest because you blessed it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to give the box to Levi. I'll give it to you next week. Okay? Thank you. You got a little hand, don't you?